liebe Damen und Herren, guten Abend. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy to be here among you today to bring a message to you. Before all, at the beginning of my speech, allow me to thank you from the bottom of my heart for giving me this opportunity and this honor to be here and attend this high body of your organization. I take the opportunity of my presence here to magnify, on behalf of the entire Nature Friends Africa Network, and on my own behalf, the excellence of the win-win partnership between African federations and German Nature Friends. I can say without any fear and without any contradiction that you have been a constant companion to almost all the projects we have to develop with our local communities in a participatory and inclusive manner. There is no shortage of examples. The results are visible. But today, I can just say that from natural resource conservation to youth partnerships and city-to-city partnerships to women capacity building and from girls' vocational training to the helping of the people all around the country, you have worked alongside us to contribute to the resilience of vulnerable populations. I don't want to list all of our joint achievements here, but I can't help mentioning one of the most recent ones. Indeed, with the funding from the Federal Ministry for Economic Cooperation and Development, GMZ, and thanks to your strong support, we are implementing a very ambitious 3-year mangrove regeneration project in Saint Louis, Senegal, and Janjamburi, the Gambia, with an annual reforestation of 25,000 mangrove propagules. The project aims to make a very significant contribution to greenhouse gas mitigation and create livelihoods for local communities. These acts of solidarity towards our population reflect the philosophy that underpins the very foundations of your organization. This active solidarity is today more than ever one of the dimensions of the partnership to be strengthened and expanded because, as you know, that the planet is in crisis. Africa is facing an unprecedented crisis. And despite its very insignificant contribution, less than 4% of greenhouse gas emissions, it is the region in the world most affected by devastating effects of climate change. All socio-economic sectors are impacted. Agriculture, fishing, livestock farming, which constitute its main means of subsistence, have deteriorated so rapidly and so profoundly that large sections of the population have thrown themselves in the path of the perilous and dramatic way of immigration to escape their fate. And it must be admitted that, despite all the indigenous attempts of adaptation, Africa alone will not be able to cope. Let me remind that its ecological, economic, social, and cultural destabilization should not leave anyone indifferent, as global geopolitical stability is at stake. While this time is ripe, we must pull together to correct the incredible inequalities in the resilience of the communities affected. Otherwise, tomorrow it will be late. We can all realize that this frantic race for more development, more profit, more wealth, with inadequate production and consumption systems has finally undermined the hope for a better life for all, both for the present and future generations. As you can see, that raises the issue of climate justice for the victims of a crisis that has been largely caused by the big emitters of industrialized and emerging countries. Nowhere else is climate justice as urgent as it is in Africa. Thus, addressing such an unjust reality is our individual and collective responsibility. I take this opportunity to make a plea that nature friends should not, under any circumstances, waver in the common struggle that should motivate our daily actions. If really we want to influence the upward curve of greenhouse gases, our intranational and intragenerational battle should give way to an international and intergenerational battle. I appeal to everyone's conscience for an individual and collective commitment to review our lifestyles in depth and to accompany the hard-hit grassroots communities in their daily struggle to adapt and become more resilient. Finally, I would like to express our deep gratitude to all the German nature friends for making us their privileged partners. I would also like to pay a heartfelt tribute to Michael Müller and all his teams who have accompanied him in the development of the relationship between your organizations and the African Nature Friends Network. I wish you very success. Bergfrei Kelle.